With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Hey, David. I'm doing wonderful. It's so good to talk to you again. You've been doing well?
I have been, yes, thank you.
Well, you've got something new. I can't believe it. Every time I turn around, you've got something new.
I know. I hear that from a lot of people.
So this is a minute to midnight. I like that. That sounds, who knows what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, it's a good title for a thriller. It's a sequel to the book that came out last year, Long Road to Mercy. It brings back Atlee Pine, my FBI agent.
Yeah, Atlee Pine is one of your favorite characters, right?
Yeah, she's really grown on me, and she's very different. It's the first time I've had a whole series with a sole female protagonist. I have lots of female characters in my other books, but they usually team with other people. So she's dynamic. She's really tough. She's very independent. But she's also vulnerable, which I think makes her human. And you see a lot of that vulnerability in this novel.
So, can we expect to see more of her in upcoming works?
Absolutely. I mean, in this novel, it starts off pretty much with a bang. She's at a supermax prison in Colorado, interviewing this guy, Daniel James Tor, who's a very prolific serial killer and is now serving like 38 life sentences because of that. She thinks that he might have been the one to abduct her twin sister, Mercy, 30 years ago in Andersonville, Georgia, and almost killing Pine in the process. So I think and she doesn't get resolution from him. He's just sort of playing a cat-and-mouse game with her. He has no incentive to tell her the truth about anything. But as she's leaving the prison, she gets an Amber Alert on her phone from this guy who snatched a little girl from a soccer match. She tracks the guy down, traps him in a box canyon. They have a confrontation. She wins the confrontation. The little girl is saved, and it should have been the end of it. But she, just the fury and anger after having met with a serial killer, she just explodes, and she nearly beats this guy to death, which obviously is a huge mistake for an FBI agent, and ends with an ultimatum to her. You go back to Georgia, you figure out your past, get your head straight, or you don't have a future at the FBI. So that's exactly what she does.
Ooh, okay. I've got to read this. I actually just received it from you guys, and I just cannot wait. I'm thinking Thanksgiving reading. Perfect.
That's perfect.
As a best-selling novelist, you have hundreds of amazing novels under your belt. What keeps you inspired?
I think that I really actually enjoy writing and telling stories and coming up with them. It's something that really drives me. I've never looked at it as a job where I have to get up and work from 9 to 5. And, I think if you do, you just figure out the easiest way to do it, and that means your books are going to start sounding like you phoned them in. I get up, I write every book I write is kind of like my first novel over and over again. I'm scared, I'm terrified, I'm edgy, I'm nervous, I'm anxious, but that gives you the drive and that chip on the shoulder that you need to just keep excelling and keep pushing yourself to do better than the last time.
Now, where do you usually write? Where do you have to go off to some, remote cabin to write to get inspired, or what inspires you as far as your surroundings?
No, nothing. I can write anywhere. In fact, in breaks on this TV satellite tour, I've been writing in the green room.
Oh, always working, always inspired. I love this.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Now, do you do a lot of research?
Yeah, I do a lot of research. You'll see in this book with Andersonville, Georgia, it's a real town. It's where the notorious Andersonville prison was during the Civil War, where 14,000 Union soldiers died from starvation and disease. And it's only about 250 people who live there, but it's quite a mysterious place, at least it is in this book, very atmospheric. It's very rural Georgia, and it was a perfect setting for this novel.
Oh, my gosh. Did you go there and visit?
I've been there to Andersonville before, and I would recommend it. It's quite the historic place. They have Civil War reenactments every October.
Wow.
They have a Civil War village there. You can still tour the Civil War site where the prison was, and they also have a prisoner of war museum, so you can get to see the history of POWs throughout the history of America.
Wow, definitely going to put that on my list. Sounds very interesting. Now, I know this is so dear to you, so let's talk about the Wish You Well Foundation. Tell me about that.
My wife and I founded it nearly 20 years ago, and we fund literacy programs and initiatives across the country, and we'll continue to do so. Our core mission statement is to eradicate illiteracy. About 100 million American adults read at the two lowest levels of literacy. 50 million are functionally illiterate. Another 50 million can't even read a grocery list. You know, they're never going to realize their potential, and they're never going to be able to really fully participate in a democracy. By lifting them up, giving them the skills they need, not only will it break them out of that generational cycle of poverty, because, look, if they can't read, their kids' reading levels are going to be very low, and their kids' tendencies or chance of being impoverished are very high.
Right.
So by teaching people to read at a higher level, we can break through those vicious cycles. And once we do that, you know, rising water lifts all boats. It's great for everyone in society, and so that's what we want to do.
I think it's amazing, and it is very important. How do we visit that website?
You can go to wishyouwellfoundation.org, and it'll give you all the information you need about donating and volunteering and looking at some of the programs that we funded.
And also your website?
It's daviddaldacci.com, and that's also linked into Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the other things I don't understand.
Okay, so what are you working on next there in the green room?
Today I just finished the next book. It'll come out next spring. It's an Amos Decker thriller. Doesn't have a title yet, but I just finished that and sent it up to New York in my last break during the tour.
You just finished it?
Just finished it.
Oh, my gosh. You are amazing. Well, I encourage everybody to get your new book right now, A Minute to Midnight. And as always, David, thank you. You know, you're native Virginian. We're here in Virginia, so, you know, you're always our favorite.
Well, I appreciate it very much. And have a great Thanksgiving. It's great talking to you.
You too, as well. Happy Thanksgiving.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.